So the next verse says, who is troubled with a noisy mind, even though living in a quiet place? Me. So the one dwelling in solitary retreat who engages in ways unbecoming to the wise. Okay? So you go off to retreat, you're dwelling in solitary retreat. In our case, we're dwelling in a monastery. Yeah. But we're troubled with a noisy mind, even though we live in a quiet place, because we're engaging in ways unbecoming to the wise. So what are ways unbecoming to the wise?
Following our afflictions.
Following our afflictions.
Craving praise and sensual pleasure.
Oh, that, craving praise and sensual pleasure.
Material gain.
Huh?
Material gain.
Yeah, wanting material gain. Kind of, you know, the eight worldly concerns, huh? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so it gives us quite a noisy mind. Always wanting this. How can I get that? And so even though we have a really good opportunity for practice, keeping the mind very busy on things beyond practice. Or if you're in retreat, you know, you go to a solitary place to do retreat, and then, you know, you're on email, and, you know, you're doing this and that and writing letters. And, you know, I mean, this verse was written centuries before email, but you can still see, you know, people would go on solitary retreat, then their friends and relatives would come to the cave, you know, they would go down to the village to get supplies very frequently. Or even if they didn't, you know, you're in retreat, but your mind completely down in town, down with everybody else. You know, what do they think about me? Do they know what a good meditator I am? I wonder what my family's doing. I wonder what my friends are doing. Oh, they're probably doing this and that. Oh, yeah, I remember doing that. We had such a good time. What am I doing here in retreat? Maybe I better. They must be missing me. So for the benefit of sentient beings, I better break my retreat and then go be with these people who miss me so terribly. Or there's this really important activity I really need to do. So I'll just break my retreat and do the activity and then come back. You know, our usual excuse book. Yeah, of how we find so many things to make our mind noisy and make our life noisy, even though we have very, very good opportunity for practice. In our case, with the building of Chenrezig Hall, you know, we keep our minds, you know, shopping online, you know, we just got to we got over the beds. And like how much time we spent looking for bed frames and the right kind of bed frames and how to stain the bed frames and what kind of mattresses, and this person sells this mattress, this sells that mattress, do they charge tax online, but we want to see the beds. So we got over that and we got all the beds, and now we're on the chairs and the dining room table. What kind of chair and how high are the chairs and what color chair and what kind of fabric for the chair? I notice you have the samples, and Venerable Ho-Ho and I went and we chose them already. So, but I'm sure you've spent some time thinking about what kind of fabric for the chairs in here. And I actually had another idea for some things. But we have to furnish the Chenrezig Hall, right? So, okay, the mind's a little bit noisy. It'll get quieter, you know. Maybe. Until we build the next building. Okay? But, you know, so sometimes you are in retreat or you are doing study, and of course you have to take care of, you know, things that have to be taken care of. But the idea is not to let your mind obsess about them and not to create more work for yourself than you have to, you know. It's like we're here, you got to file your taxes or you have to go for jury duty or whatever it is, although you can try and get out, you know, you have to fix things. But, you know, to not create extra work and extra plans and extra projects that, you know, aren't really necessary for our life here. Then maybe the mind will quiet down and we can really live in a quiet place.